Blog Talk Radio.
Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself that enables you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, "Oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too." Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened beings worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday, happy autumn. Well, it's not quite autumn yet, I guess, on the calendar, but we are going full steam ahead. I don't know if you can feel the energy shift, but I certainly can, especially this week. I think last week everybody was a little caught up with the Jewish holidays. Happy New Year to all of you who celebrated. And we also had kids going back to school in the East, and a lot of them have already been back to school in other parts of the country, and just lots of distractions. But it seemed like on Monday, yesterday, all of a sudden everybody was focused on chugging forward with a lot of octane, you know, just like the phones are ringing, the emails are going, the Facebook, the whole thing. And it's so palpable. So I welcome you. This is the start of a very busy fall season here on the Aha Moments Radio Show. We are going to be having some wonderful guests on the show, and we have another telesummit that Gina and Sam and I have been working on really hard for you guys. We will start that telesummit on September 26th is the first preview call, the official preview call to launch the telesummit. We do have another film that we'll be starting the whole event off with, a really wonderful film starring Bernie Siegel and Bruce Lipton and several others called The Ultimate Answer. And Bernie Siegel himself will be on the show with me as well as 16 other amazing speakers that I have gone and searched literally high and low. You know me. I want the real deal. And I decided I was going to go a little smaller this time because I want quality, not just quantity. And I know that it's telesummit season. You have lots of choices. But we're going to keep it nice and clean and neat and sweet, I like to call it. We're going to keep it really nice and calm without, you know, 40 and 50 and 60 and 100 speakers. But the speakers that we do have, you really want to listen to. We will be running these sessions as master classes, as we have done in the past. They'll be 90 minutes each. The entire event is free for you to listen to. Each show will be up and available for you to listen to replays as well for 48 hours after the live show. And there's going to be some really amazing folks. And because of this, I have decided that the next three Aha Moments radio shows leading into telesummit time are going to be devoted to giving you a glimpse of who's going to be on our, you know, in our masterclass session. And tonight I've invited one of the most dynamic and illustrious people I've met in a really long time. Her name is Crystal Hughes. She's a multisensory intuitive and a spiritual trainer to the stars, and I'll let her tell you all about that when I finally let her talk after we do our housekeeping. And we're going to be talking all about intuitive awareness. I was really blown away. I actually had a session with her myself. And, you know, because I always say to all of you, I'll never ask you to do anything I haven't done myself. And I will not bring you somebody that I don't, you know, that I don't believe in. And I tell you what, I, in a very short period of time, was completely taken by Crystal, and I'm excited to share her with you. So we're going to talk all about intuitive awareness and some really interesting ways of recognizing how your energy works, how your auric field works, and how you flow energy, and just all kinds of other really, really fancy fancy stuff that she talks about. So let me just do a little bit of housekeeping, then we're going to let Crystal actually get a word in and say hi, and we're going to get going with tonight. Also, I see a lot of you already on the phones already. We will be doing sessions, not sessions, readings. The number to call in, if you'd like to see if you can get a question into Crystal, and I think this is a person, trust me when I tell you, that you want to talk to if you can, is 347-215-9485. It's 347-215-9485. But just a few quick announcements, and then we're going to off we go into our, what I'm considering to be the first preview of our AHA Moments World Telesummit 2013 fall season. Okay, so the first thing is we started our master class, our advanced class, Ruby Hunter last night. Amazing. There's so many of you involved in the class. I'm really excited. You can also still get the audio class of his summer class at ahamomentsinc.com/powerboost. That's still available. And then tomorrow, we have Karen Abrams, Master Theta Healer, starting her master course tomorrow on Divine Abundance and clearing the path to Divine Abundance. She's phenomenal. You'll love her. If you'd like to get in on that class, you still have time tonight to register, and you'll get all those call-in numbers and everything when you register. And that site is ahamomentsinc.com/abundance. Okay, ABUNDANCE. All right, so you can still sign up for that, tonight and be on the call. We can start tomorrow at 7 p.m. All right, so that's it for housekeeping. How short was that? So I would like to say hello to Ms. Crystal. Sam, can you bring Crystal on? Hi, Crystal.
Hi, and
welcome.
Wow, and beautiful to be here with these people that are lit up. I can feel you, everyone. Yes, I can.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
We have an amazing community here. welcome to this wonderful world we have here. And I'm thrilled to have you here. I really am. I was totally blown away by our conversations, and let's get started with a couple of things. First, I know you have like an incredible bio, and I have taken a point never to read formal bios because it doesn't have the energy. Why don't you give everyone an idea of who you are and what you're up to?
Absolutely. Well, for me, my purpose is really to shine light into the world and support people in coming into their truth of who they are as their higher self. My story is a story of illumination. I actually had my own little aha lightning bolt come down, and once that hit me, it just blasted me open. I was just, doing a great job at volunteering one time for Agape Spiritual Center, and I was working with Ricky Byers-Beckwith, and I was out there, and someone said, my guides are telling me you can look in my third eye, and you have a message for me. And I did a double take. Mari, I was like, me? And at that point, I had already gone through my training as a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, but I had been told numerous times that I was a clairvoyant, clairaudient, that I had these abilities, and I didn't even know what they were. I didn't know what they were talking about. It was like this whole other language. And so when I had worked to overcome my fear of public speaking with my personal hypnotherapist and healer, she said, you're going to have a shift. And I didn't know what that meant, but here I was doing my volunteer work at Agape, supporting the production of this big event, and I was totally dehydrated, run down, exhausted, and one of the healers that had a booth there at the festival said just that to me, you have the ability to do this, would you read me? And so I said, okay, but the only thing I knew at that point was I had taken Reiki and been attuned, and I could put my hands on people's chakras and get images. Well, you can imagine how big this festival was at Agape that night. Everybody was there. We had had 10 artists that night singing a huge concert, and it was outside. It was very loud. And I said, okay, well, I'll try it. And I put my hands over her third eye, and I closed my eyes, and I instantly got this image of this white dove with an olive branch in its mouth flying around her head. Now, my eyes were still closed at this point. And then it was like, here we go, lightning bolt cracking, sky opening, and I heard her higher self. And all of a sudden, I heard this higher self voice come through very clearly. It's like everything else was quiet around me, and that's what I heard, was that you will bring peace to your community by creating a project. So I was so shocked and excited. Oh, I said, I had my shift. I opened my eyes, and I could still see that white dove flying around her head. And I thought, whoa, this is amazing. And, of course, she said, tell me what the message was, you know, tell me what the message was. And when I did, she says, you're 100% right. She said, I'm creating what's called the Community Healing Project, and it's just that. And she says, I put it on in these yoga studios, and people can pay their money, $25, and be able to have an experience with a healer. And she says, I want you to come and be one of the healers. And I said, oh, no. And then she said, oh, yes. And that's when I started incorporating my gifts, and it just took off. I ended up having a line out the door of people requesting me, and she got really upset because she says, wait, we're not advertising here. And I said, I'm not doing anything. These people are showing up. And, of course, I wanted to share, but it was actually in that moment that I got myself. I really woke up to the truth of me. And that's how I know that aha moment for me, Mari, was that time where I really got a sense that what everyone else was saying about me was true, and that was a communication from my higher self in the universe to have me wake up. And we all know that those aha moments are full of life force. Your reality shifts, your higher self has gotten through, the little neurological opening has happened, right? And it's an opportunity, and we all need to take it. So that was my story, and since then I've been incorporating all of my gifts into my work, and now I've realized myself as a multisensory intuitive and a medium and someone who's a visionary. I create products and packages and seminars and things like that. But most importantly is connecting with the heart and being able to get into the heart space. And that's what I've found has really made a difference. The importance of being in the heart space allows you to actually understand who you are, how to flow energy through your system. It brings you into immediate alignment, and it allows you to get those accurate intuitive readings for yourself. So that is what I focus on mostly now, in supporting people and going through that level of spiritual growth and coming into that place of ascension.
It's amazing. And, you know, I think that this is something I teach as well, and it's always nice to have a colleague on who, you know, we're both kind of in that same kind of pond, you know. And I think what you said just now is for people to be able to really trust the intuition for themselves is so key.
Well, you have to get into your own rhythm, and you have to get reconnected with that. Everything flows in cycles. It's on a rhythm. Nature makes sound as it flows, right? And it's our ultimate example for being in that divine rhythmic cycle. We'll be able to tune in and hear ourselves when we're in that cycle. When you're out of your rhythm, you're going to be irritated, overwhelmed, confused. You'll be frustrated with yourself. Your sleep's thrown off. You're out of trust and faith. I mean, you're scared of how things are going to turn out, and you might even feel alone or isolated or disconnected. When you are connected to your rhythm, even if you have some kind of situation that's arising in that moment and it's frustrating, it's irritating, the emotional energy isn't going to take you down or out of your flow. It's going to pass through you, and you're you're going to generate your own wisdom and always trust that the information and direction will become clear. And there's always a reason for your current rhythm and your cycle, and you may want your rhythm to go faster. Come on, let's move through this cycle faster. But that's really like the water talking to itself, saying, hurry up, flow faster, get over those rocks, move, move, now.
Yeah, yeah,
and, you know,
yeah,
how
yeah.
many times do we do this on a daily basis? We feel as if
oh,
we're
yeah.
not getting it all done, not fast enough, and it needs to be now, hurry up. And we just have to now come into that place of getting back into the rhythm. So that's why I have created this opportunity for us to understand our flow. What does it mean to flow energy? When we're in the flow and in our rhythm and we understand it, we can then open those intuitive channels and we'll be very accurate, very accurate. When we're not in that space of our own rhythm and aligned with that, then what happens is we get off balance, and it doesn't matter what form you do. You know, muscle testing, pendulum, just trying to tune in. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to be accurate.
So let's talk about, I want to get into that because I think the questions I can feel are, so I love it. How do I do that, you know? But I know that you mentioned something to me the other day that I thought was really very, it was actually a wonderful way of seeing it. And I wanted to know if you could talk about the auric field and energy and how it flows, and then maybe to get a little into kind of what you were just saying we should be doing with all of that.
Absolutely. So when you're in the understanding of your energy flow, you are getting your primary point of perception. You understand that you can gain energy and information in one of two ways. One is the masculine way. The masculine way of perceiving is extending yourself out. It's like taking action, gathering up information, going online, doing all your researching, diving deep into a book and into a subject matter, a concept. And that's a great way of utilizing your own energy. But many people, I will say, are not wired that way. How they're wired is in the feminine way, right? And the feminine way is to allow energy and information to come to you, to receive the energy, to allow yourself to be inwardly focused, to stay centered at the heart. But many times we'll kind of be disturbed by that because we think we're not doing enough, or we're not doing it the right way, the way we've been taught. So understanding your energy flow, are you primarily masculine or feminine, your point of perception? Now, you can be both, and you have to learn how to use them and when to use them. And I think for you, Mari, weren't you both masculine and feminine?
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You were masculine and feminine. So we talked about, hey, you know, when do you allow the information to come in and then utilize your masculine to go out and get more information, come back to your feminine and see what else, you know, what other hits you're getting. Then we look in to see your preferred sensory system. So you'll see this is a template for how you flow energy and information through your being. Your preferred sensory system is whether you flow it through the container, your aura, and your chakras for accessing that information or light energy through clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgnostic ability, or clairvoyance. And so as you learn to align with what you do as a preferred method, what is the first way you should be focusing on? And what's the second way? Now all of a sudden you're aligning with that, and it usually shocks people. They don't realize sometimes. I had someone that didn't realize that she was clairaudient before she was clairvoyant, and she wasn't understanding that she was talking to herself about the pictures, and that made a difference when we understood that. And one of the other main things is energy flow through your main meridians, two primary intuitive meridians. They're like columns that run vertically through your body, and one runs horizontally, okay? So get this. The idea is if you're a vertical, then you download energy and information, and then you send it out as a transmission working indirectly with the world. And you support handing over information to those that we call horizontals. The horizontals are those that run horizontally. They flow energy out into the world, and they allow that information to go all the way out, and they're in the trenches, right? They're really the ones that get out there. They're able to kind of bump elbows up against others, and they beam that energy and move it through either their heart chakra or their power center chakra. And so you're either a vertical or horizontal, and it makes a difference. Because sometimes you may have at one time been a horizontal, been out there in the world in your career, and now the universe is saying, I want you to run vertically. And you're in a transition. You're in a shift to a higher level of accessing information.
Interesting. You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, we're already to our first break, but let me just ask you this question, and then we can and then we can take our first break. One of the things about, I think, that people we hear, because, you know, we hear speakers all the time, and we, you know, the books and everything else, everyone talks about masculine and feminine and allowing and, you know, attracting and magnetizing. And one of the things, the words that comes up, the little dirty word that comes up is vulnerability, is that sense of weight of, can I trust this allowing, receiving, and especially if I have a bill to pay or I'm really worried about that, this or that, and what if I'm not in my money-making cycle, but my bills are in the money-making cycle, How do I allow my, you know, that sense of feeling really vulnerable, I think, throws people into the masculine activities, even if they're in that feminine space. So I just wanted to bring that up because that's a common, you know, dilemma. And I think it really boils down to the word feeling vulnerable.
Yeah, it is so common because we've been taught to utilize the mind. And the mind has been the thing that we go to. And now, again, as I was speaking before, the most important thing in learning how to handle the energies and be in the rhythm and also flow that energy, because there's higher vibrations coming in now, we want to clear out the other voices so the higher self can come through loud and clear. It's not that the higher self's not there supporting us and even telling us what we need to do. It's that we haven't cleared out the other voices. And when we do that, we are going to understand the voice, the difference between the voice of the lower self mind, maybe even the masculine, and the higher self voice and the feminine aspect of our own being. So there's layers to that. But the most important thing, clear out the other voices. And those are personas. So I can share a little bit about those, but I know we'll probably want to take a little break and maybe come back and I'll share a little bit more.
Great. So we are going to take a quick break. I cannot get over how many of you are on the call. If you'd like to call in, we're going to be picking random, okay? So I'm going to go by the energy and just choose. So feel free to call in and Sam will get you in the queue. The number to call in is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. You're listening to the AHA Moments Radio Show. I'm Mari, and we'll be right back.
Ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Are you at a crossroads in your life? Facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Hello, we are back. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments radio show, and tonight we are having a wonderful time with the illustrious spiritual trainer to the stars, Ms. Crystal Hughes, and tonight we're also getting a glimpse of what we'll be up to for our upcoming fall season of the Aha Moments World Health Summit 2013. So hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Crystal, let's do what we promised and talk a little bit about where we left off, which was those personas, right, for helping us to deal with that whole vulnerability issue that we were chatting about.
Sure. So what happens is, you see, we have our own masculine and feminine aspect within. And those masculine and feminine aspects need to be on the same team. But many times, you know, as we've grown up, we've kind of fractured off from our divine masculine and feminine self. And so you'll find that you fracture off and create this characterization of a pattern. It's a belief that's now taken on a characteristic trait, and it's alive, and it's actually within you, and it's a personality, and it comes out. And if you're not aware of that personality that's trying to take you over based upon survival, a need to control, or a need to protect, then you're not actually living from the place of the higher self wisdom. I had an example this morning. I actually did a session with someone, and she was telling me that she had this friend, and recently they had a friendship breakup, right? And she said, but it's her birthday today, and I want to send her money, and, you know, I did my muscle testing, and I think I should send her money. And I said, well, do you really want to open that door? Because last time when she came to see you, it was very hurtful, and she was controlling and overpowering and dominant. And I said, do you want to open that door? And she said, no, I don't. And I said, well, you realize there's two parts of you speaking here, one that wants to send her money, and the other one that doesn't want to open the door. I said, you're absolutely split between these two personas. And I said, even though you muscle tested, you weren't aware, first and foremost, of these two personas. One was the compassionate one that wanted to send her the money, and the other one was her wise one that was really the one that supported her energy. And so what you realize is your muscle testing, your pendulum, you've got to be to a certain degree aware of the voices first. Clear out the other voices. At least acknowledge them. So here's what I had for her to do. I said, when you're in that space and you realize, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that. Part of me wants to do this, part of me wants to do that. Sit down. Pull those parts of you out. Call a meeting. And at least bring light to them and first try to get them into a space of unification. The separation consciousness, even within ourselves, can cause a lot of trouble. We might make choices that are not the healthiest for us. And she really got it. Our own masculine and feminine also need to be addressed. How is your masculine not wanting to support your feminine? How is your feminine not wanting to support your own masculine? Call a meeting. You as your higher self can communicate with them and do the energetic work to clear and shift them so that you can be fully aligned and flow that energy appropriately through your body and allow yourself to be congruent and in that state of coherence and move forward.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, I know that that just opens up a whole vat of, I have to learn more. But we're going to move on now to getting some of these callers to say hi and get your questions. So I'm going to ask, do we go through a little bit of ground rules for calls when we have a show this big? And that is, if you could keep it to one question. I know sometimes people like to say, can I ask one more? If we keep it to one question, because we have so many people who would like to, you know, accommodate as many as we can, and then just, you know, Crystal will give you her best answer, and then we're going to move on to the next person. So please think of the thing that it, specifically what you'd like to know, remember, we're on a radio show, so we can't do like full like, okay, can you just tell me about, like, you know. so anyway, it's interesting what we have. So I just like to put it out there from the beginning, so then we don't have to be rude once we get into it. All right, Sam, off we go. So why don't we go with this person's been lighting up on the board for a while now, so I'm going to call on her first, which is Deborah in Toronto. Hi, Deborah, are you there? See if Sam got her yet. There we go. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome.
Hi. I will keep it short and sweet for everyone. I love your warm and fuzzy energy, Crystal, and you help me to... You're always so great, and you made me realize, like, I've been living in my head for about 30 years now, so I was wondering if you could scan me and help me to figure out... I guess the best way to hear my intuition and moving forward. And
yeah, absolutely. So your primary point of perception has been masculine for a long time, but actually your masculine point of perception only needs to be about 30%. Your feminine wants to be about 70%. Okay? So what's getting in the way, as I look in, as a pattern, it happened three past lives ago. There was a way of being. You needed to be in your masculine, very forceful and commanding. Now, with that forceful and commanding, it was a life or death situation. So you took that in, and it's almost as if you locked it into your throat chakra. You locked it in. Now, what I'd like you to do is imagine floating up above your timeline to three past lives ago, checking on what decision you made, clearing the emotional energy. That decision was made around what emotion? I'm getting fear. clear the fear, it's going to unlock that pattern for you. Clear the fear out of your own throat chakra and replace it in the timeline and in your throat chakra, and then you'll come back, and then I want you to have a dialogue with your own masculine at that point and your own feminine and get them communicating and agreeing upon that 70-30 and start practicing it, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Have a great night. Okay, that was great. Let me ask you something, because I know this is something that, let me just see if my board is doing the right thing. Okay, there we go. I know this is something that comes up for people. When you say, have this conversation, it quickly, like in a minute or less, how do they have this conversation? Because I hear that, like, I'm feeling the energy. It's like, yeah, but how do I, like, sit down and make a cup of tea? Do I like, put pictures of, like, my masculine, my feminine, like, stick figures and have them talk to each
other? Hey, I never thought of that one. That's pretty good. Here's the thing.
Any specific,
Yeah. You want to just simply, if you have to hold out your hands, which hand is your left, which hand is your right, masculine, okay, feminine, and you can talk to them. Or you can close your eyes and you can literally imagine sitting at a desk, and on one side, I always put on the left side the masculine, my masculine self, on the right side my feminine self. You become the mediator, the counselor, you're the higher self, and you just simply ask. Give voice to your masculine and write it out. Simply journal it out. It's the most beautiful experience when you begin working with your own masculine and feminine. So we call that technique disassociation, pulling them out of you and imagining them outside and having that conversation. Very effective.
Excellent. That gives much good clarity. Thank you. Okay, so the next person that is kind of jumping out at me, you have a lot of light, my dear, is Sandhya, and I don't know if Sam spelled his name wrong or if it's, because sometimes he says, spells it one way and it is something else. But I'm going to say Sandy or Sandhya in, I believe that's Maryland. Hi there. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. How are you? And
good. Thank you for taking my call. And it is Sandhya. Yeah, you pronounced it correct.
Sandhya. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Welcome. So what's your question for Crystal?
Oh, hey, Crystal. I'm a big fan of yours, and I have a lot of your stuff. And I just wanted to know whether I have any, clair gifts, and how do I flow energy?
Yeah, absolutely. So you are primarily clairsentient and clairvoyant, okay? And your energy flow, how you flow that energy, is actually in a more feminine way. But you've been masculine for a long time. Okay, and
yeah.
So you recently had a switch over from the masculine to the feminine, which you probably recognize in coming out of an old career and moving into the space of understanding energy, and now you're getting ready to go into more of the healing arts. Is that correct?
Yes, about in February you told me that I was very masculine and that I need to become more feminine. I've been working on that, I guess.
It's happening now. And so the energy flow, what you want to focus on is actually allowing more of that vertical. Now, the column within you is coming down, and what I'm seeing is there's a little disconnect with the heart space. You're still wanting to say, really? Is this really going to be effective, and I'm really going to have the courage and confidence to do this? So the vertical column comes down. It's about 12 inches around right now, but there's a little hiccup in the heart chakra. So what I want you to do is work on that persona that's not quite believing, okay? She's not quite believing she has everything that she needs in order to create and manifest what she really wants. So work on that one, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Okay. So the next person that is jumping out, light, lots of light, pouring right out of this little studio here, right into me, into my face here. Alfina in Arizona. Hi, Alfina.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. What's your question?
I'm actually in a relationship right now, and I'm wondering, is this a good relationship for me, or?
And what was your first name?
Elfina.
Okay, got it. Okay. So let's just scan. I'm just going to scan that and give you a percentage as a calibration. You're saying, is this a good relationship for you right now? And that's coming through at about 80% strong. Any other specific question that you would like me to answer?
I guess, am I making the right decision? Because we're talking about starting a family and marriage and that whole thing, so I'm just kind of...
Okay, yeah. Got it. So would it be for your highest good and the highest good of all for you to actually start and create a family together with this person?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just check and see. Is it for the highest good of all to create a family with this person? Yeah, so that actually comes through very strong.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great night. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just rocking it out here. I'm so excited. Okay, so the next person is Linda in Florida. Hi, Linda. Are you there? Let's see.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey.
How are you?
I had a question. Oh, I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Can you just speak a little bit louder, please, into your microphone on your phone?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
There, that's
yeah.
Much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
I had a question about my career, and I feel like for the last 6 or 7 years, things have just been one struggle after another, and I was wondering if it had anything to do with my flow or...
I'm actually seeing confusion in the crown chakra. Now, what happens is when we're working on allowing the vertical to come through, there are situations in which we go through a cycle of detachment, and you're in a cycle of detachment right now. But the reason why is it's because the cycle of detachment is actually supporting you to release and let go of all that old stuff, the things that you really are not going to want to do in 10 years, right? And so you're releasing and letting go right now. The confusion, though, actually says, hey, pay attention to what your talents and abilities are, okay? So if I may, you actually have a special gift of working with people's higher selves. You are a high-level intuitive yourself. I'm not sure what you're doing for a career right now, but actually you would do really well working with people one-on-one. You have that capacity. Where you want to focus, clearing out that confusion, and I'm seeing like a little tiny, it looks like a little tiny, you know the show The Gremlins? It looks like a little tiny gremlin. And what it's doing is it's kind of eating and feeding off the confusion as a distraction. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is work on that part of you that likes to feed off confusion. And the reason why is because it looks like there's some fear there in actually opening up to allowing yourself to trust who you are, what your abilities are, and coming into alignment with that. Okay, so I want you to work on that confusion based upon the fear and with that little gremlin that likes to feed off of that confusion. And instead, really sit with yourself. Your energy flow is vertical and horizontal, which means you're going to tune into people's higher selves, be able to give them information because you've gotten it from their higher self. So you channel it down and then deliver it vertical and horizontal, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay. Wow, you just move right along. I love this. okay, so we have Elena in New York.
Okay.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Good. So I just wanted to also find out what Crystal would get about what I'm meant to be doing and what my gifts are and my direction.
Yeah, you know, you actually have a capacity for clairvoyance and clairaudience, and I like those two together. because you're going to be able to hear and see, and you can put a voice to that. Now, with your phase that you're going in, you're actually going from the fourth phase into the fifth phase. Now, some of you will know what that means and some of you don't. But basically, as we're in our rhythm and cycle, we go through these phases. We come out again, out of that, ooh, I want to make an impact through career, as if it's an ego proving. And then we go into the phase where we become the alchemist. We become the healer. We recognize, do research, we understand, we get attunements, we do all these things. And the next phase is where you're going into now, okay? And that phase is you becoming the high priestess self. As the high priestess self, you are more than just queen over your kingdom. You are aligned and in tune. So what I'm seeing for you, and I'm actually getting the golden star above your head, which means to me you're going to leave a legacy. So what you're doing is you're either going to do counseling, some sort of therapist, counselor, healer, but at a higher level, and you're going to leave something behind. So you're going to create. You have the creator archetype. That's your inner muse right now. And when you learn your energy flow and then you learn to tune into the inner muse of the creative aspect of you, aligned with that energetic healer high priestess, you're going to be able to create a system that people will benefit from in whatever area you want, but you do have that power. And so I would have to tell you that your energy flow is vertical and horizontal, but I would suggest when you use your vertical and you channel the information, get other horizontals to help you. You're too sensitive to do all the work in connecting with the outside world by yourself, all right?
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand all of that, but...
Well, that's why we have what's called a podcast, so you can listen to this again.
Listen to the replay. She's going to have a lot of aha's.
It'll be amazing.
So I can find out more about the verticals and horizontals on the podcast.
No, the podcast is listening to this recording of her just talking to you about this now. It's being recorded, so you'll be able to hear it again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
okay,
welcome.
Have a good night. Thank you. Okay, moving right along here, we are moving to, let's see here. Okay, Randy in Huntington. Hi, Randy.
Wow. I could say so much about the both of you.
Hi, Randy.
I hope it's good, Randy. I hope
it's yeah,
good.
Mari, your 11-11 summit, you know, was my shift away from TV and into having something to do besides that's really on my journey inward. It's been so rewarding. So thank you for your service in that. And the day that we got together and you taught me bars, and we were doing shifts together, and all of a sudden we got to that big shift. I said, let's shift the way that the blame game is misused in modern medicine, and it kind of fried us all, but we did it. Wow, that was an aha moment. Crystal, thank you for being you. I'm trying to get my higher self into journaling onto paper so that my mind can get, I'm experiencing a block in bridging that. I want to be compassionate with myself and not say it's just laziness, but I haven't been able to get pen to paper, and I've known it forever that was the way to connect. Is there a better way? Is there a block you can help me understand with your insight?
Yeah, there's a block in your power center that I'm seeing right now. It's revealing itself to me, and it looks like it's actually let me see if it's a tiger. Yeah, it's a tiger. So it's a tiger, and it's felt threatened in the past. It's reacting from a threat to it. And there's this interesting piece about it, because the idea is, or the belief is, if I put things down on paper, it's going to become real. And that seems threatening to you from this persona. So where we're going with that is work on that tiger energy that feels threatened, that wants to then attack. or it wants to be in that space of being so watchful, it's being protective. It's really because it perceives a threat if you were to get it out of you, and you're going to feel vulnerable. And that's one of the other things that you want to actually just address, so you can actually, you can move into calling in your beloved as well and allowing her to kind of curl up in your chest, in the power center, so you can hold her close to your being. I know that's what your higher self really is yearning for, you being in your heart with another. And so I would work on that tiger energy.
Blessings, infinite gratitude.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. Okay, great. So we are moving on to, let me see, my goodness, Deb in Connecticut. Hi, Deborah. Or Deb.
Hi, Mari. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My question,
question is also
it's regarding career, and things had changed for me about, well, over a year ago when I experienced a physical injury and I couldn't pursue what I was, I couldn't, you know, maintain what I was working, the field I was working in. So it took me a long time to make peace with that. I was really resentful, but I've been I'm living more in acceptance now and trying to follow what makes my heart sing, just to kind of find out where I should be in the world. But I guess part of my question is, what do you do when nothing seems to make your heart sing? I don't know what direction to go in. I am trying different things, but I don't really know where to go. Like, I've been trying to get into things to heal myself, but that's more because I feel I have to, not like I don't know if that's meant to do as a career. But I was hoping maybe you could
Let me just stop you there, because the information's coming in, and of course, as Mari knows, you have to say it as it flows. If you don't,
yes, that's right.
They keep bugging you until you do, and so
that's
you
right.
don't have a choice, right? It always comes
that's
through,
right.
and then it's like, okay, I'm holding it back, and then you just have to say it. So the thing to do when you're in the cycle, remember you heard me talking about the phase. The phase is that third phase to fourth phase, where you actually had that, I don't have a choice, it's being taken away from me. And that's an initiation. It's what I call an initiation moment. And it's one of those moments where you can go kicking and screaming. The next phase after that is actually moving into embodying and embracing your own healer self. In these moments, you're not necessarily supposed to be looking yet. You're allowing yourself to go very, very deep internally. Now, what I can tell you is your energy flow is a vertical energy flow. And so with that, you're needing to learn how to let more information come through, how to download, how to move into that space of really fine-tuning your sensory acuity, okay? But it is a process for you right now to do massive clearing and releasing. And I would allow yourself to go through that for at least another maybe 3 or 4 months before you actually open to asking the question, what is my purpose? We all know our purpose is to get into heart connection, self-realization as a divine creator. But how does that show up in the world? That's another question, right? So right now, align with your rhythm and align with your flow. Practice the vertical channeling, bringing it down through your being, tuning into the subtle realms, highly attuning your awareness, and getting into that vibrational frequency, that rate of resonance, by doing the clearing work, okay? And then what's going to happen is the doors are going to open. And you're going to start understanding more, because you will have those little, oh, yeah, okay, ooh, I feel drawn to that. I feel pulled to that. Right now, work on the clearing, work on those personas, and allow yourself to be more of that vertical channel. Okay?
Okay. So in other words, that's why nothing appeals to me right now. I have to
do it. That's why. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nothing's wrong. You're right on track.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Deb.
Right,
all
because
right.
Lori, right, we talked about this in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, we all think we have to go, 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 go. Okay, done with that marriage, on with the next one. You know, done with that relationship, where's my next one? I have people calling me
right.
in sessions and saying, oh, I'm thinking about breaking up with this one. Is my beloved coming? You know, they haven't even dealt with the one that they're in. And
that's right.
I understand, but that is a question from a persona. And once we really get this sense of the world has been holding us captive in that rat race, but the universal energies have shifted now, and we have to shift with them. And they're more feminine, they're more flowing, they're more understanding, they're more compassionate, and we want to be that to ourselves. We want to take a breath and, again, understanding what cycle, what phase gives you that, okay, I can give myself a break right now. It's not even time for me to know yet.
Yes. And that's the vulnerable spot. You know,
yeah.
I was saying the other day that people don't want to have intimacy with their dreams. They want to just go for a quickie, you know. But the intimacy comes in the willingness to allow it to unfold, just like a good relationship. You know, the faster you start, the faster you finish. So allowing that to unfold and build a friendship first and then, you know, and go through the hard times, that's what builds that intimacy, not sex, not that quick hit.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think we go through that. I think that's exactly what you're saying, is the willingness to be I'm going to see if we can fit in one more person. We're almost, can you believe
sure.
we're almost done? We didn't even do a second break. but she was waiting for a while. So I'm going to say Nancy in New York. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Nancy.
Yes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's my question, because I don't want to keep everybody waiting.
Sure.
It may be a little strange, but c'est la vie. I wonder if you see a connection with me and dragon.
Dragon energy. Oh,
yeah.
This is a good question, because in the intuitive assessment, I also read for special gifts, right? So
mm-hmm.
we read about the elemental spirits and
mm-hmm.
spirits of nature, and dragons and griffins and all of those are in there as well. So let me just scan and see for elementals for you. You're very much in the fire element, as well as the ethers, right? Those are the two elements for you. And let me just scan for you with the dragon energy. Yeah, so that came through at 95% strong as I scanned it. So absolutely. And with that connection, it goes back. This goes way back. You know, it looks like it's really ancient in your timeline as well.
Wow.
And it comes through your father's lineage. And it
My
goes
father's
back
lineage.
That way.
Wow,
your father's lineage, yeah, it goes back and it does a crossover with your past life, which is very common. Sometimes we reincarnate in the same genealogical lineage. And because we've kind of created this space of being comfortable in that, we want to finish something. So you do have that ability, absolutely.
Wow, that's so interesting you say that, because I sensed really, really powerful dragon energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing research and was talking about bloodlines and past
yes.
lives and all of that. So, and I've been seeing dragon everywhere these days.
Well, just so you know, I have a white dragon energy in me, and it actually is in my chart, in my Vedic astrology chart. My white dragon battles the dark dragon energy in other people. So you might even find that you have an aspect as an energetic frequency that can come out, and your higher self is kind of nudging you to kind of wake up to that. When I finally got, you know, around to asking the astrologer, I said, what is this? Because I see it come out of my heart chakra, and it goes out, and it kind of gobbles up people's karmic energy. And he said, it takes a white dragon to kill a dark dragon, and you hold this rare, unique energy as a frequency, so you're able to really go to battle and support people winning that battle, clearing that darkness within themselves. Obviously, that's part of my purpose work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is just allow yourself to play with that energy and watch it and witness it.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Wow, that's exciting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great night.
Bye, ladies.
Calling in. Bye. All right. Well, you know what? I know that we are at the end of our show, but I wanted to just get you to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to get one of these intuitive assessments. I know we're going to have a wonderful package during the telesummit, but in the meantime, if they'd like to if they'd like to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, they go to my website, crystalhughes.com. That's CHRISTELHUGHES.com. And they can go there and they'll have all the information right there, everything that they need.
Beautiful. And it's a beautiful website, too. So you're going to learn lots and lots of stuff. I'm so excited that you were willing to come and play tonight. This has been awesome. I can't wait till we have. We're going to have an hour and a half with no commercial breaks for our telesummit. So we're going to have a really nice masterclass with you and get really into more of these personas and whatever other goodies you'll come up with, I'm sure. And we'll be taking more of your calls. And I just want to say again, if you would like to get in touch with Crystal, in the meantime, it's crystalhughes.com. And I think that's it for tonight, Crystal. You have any last words of wisdom before we sign off?
Oh, everybody, live and dance and play in your heart space. It's so much fun. And if you're in that trying time right now, that time of detachment, just flow with it. Whatever you need to release and let go of, have a celebration. You know, everybody knows I love bonfires, so burn off that energy and just open up to the flow and allow it to illuminate your being. I've had so much fun here, Mari. Thank you so much, and everyone, much love to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Crystal. And so we will end tonight's show with my motto, which is the way we always end every Aha Moments radio show, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it, too. And in this energy, anything is possible. See you next week, everybody. Have a great night. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.